Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Ken is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Jamie. And he has no idea why, so we'll see if we can figure it out for him in a second. But first, Ken, how long has it been since you heard from Jamie?
It's been about 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, let's hear about it.
Yeah.
How did you meet Jamie? How was the date? What's going on?
So we met at a concert. You know, it was like a real small venue. And we were both kind of at the back, kind of away from the crowd. So it felt like a good time to strike up a conversation. So we did. We talked back and forth. You know, we were both digging the concert. And then as things started to wind down, I was like, screw it. I'll just ask her out.
Good for you.
Yeah. I was like, well, we're in person. Let's actually do what people used to do and just talk to each other. And so she agreed. And she, you know, she said something like, I don't know, I was awkward, but too cute to say no to, which was fine with me. So I texted the next day, see, you know, are you still down to do this? And she seemed really excited about it. So I was like, okay, great. So far, so good.
Okay.
So then I take her out. I took her to this restaurant. It's kind of my secret gem. I don't go there often, but when it's, you know, someone I think I want to kind of, you know, start things off right with. So we go to this place and we just chat about the concert. We get to know each other, ask her about like other music she's into. And again, everything's going well. She starts talking about, you know, she's done what we've all done, you know, been on the apps, just trying to date around, but it's hard.
Right.
And she was like, you know, I don't know. I want to take it slow. And she said something like she was deliberate about who she wants to go out with. Which I was a little like, what does that mean? But then I'm like, well, you're out with me. It must mean that you like me. So again, everything's going well up to this point. So I take this as a compliment. She enjoys being with me. I tell her kind of the same thing. I'm looking for something normal in my life right now, right? Nothing too hectic, but just something consistent, a cool girl. So after dinner, we talk a bit more. There's actually this park across the street from the restaurant, and on the way, kind of, we were going to part ways. We just sat on this bench and we ended up talking for like a long time. And I was like, this is so rare. Like, no one spends this much time together with someone you don't know.
That must have been cool.
Right? It was one of those things you see in like a rom-com of like, this means it's going well. And so, you know, it's getting late and I knew she had taken an Uber there and she was going to take one back home. So I'm like, I didn't want to be too forward or too creepy, but I was like, look, if you want, I can easily give you a lift home. And I didn't want to push anything, but she felt comfortable and she was like, yeah, absolutely. So again, drove her home. This is all going well.
Mm.
Again, I'm trying to be easygoing about this, not push anything, but I'm like, you know, we get to her house. I'm like, this has gone real well. Can I walk you to your door? She says, great. So again, I'm feeling good. And I was going to go in for the kiss, but I was like, this has gone well. I don't want to push this thing. I assume there's going to be another date. So I go for the hug instead.
Okay.
Right? Which seems like the normal thing to do, right? I'm not going for a handshake.
Right. Yeah, no. Good call there.
Yeah. And so this is where I'm like, if there was a problem, it was probably this. I go to give her the hug, and I just kind of trip over her, like, doormat. And I kind of like fall into her and I knock her against her own door.
Oh.
But like she knew that it was an accident, right? And I'm like, I'm apologizing profusely. I'm telling her it's just, I just was clumsy. I was nervous. I didn't mean for that to happen. And she was like, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, you're nervous. You're like, I don't want to go in for a kiss yet. I'll go in for a hug. I'm just going to pounce on her right here.
Get her up against the wall.
Exactly, right? If someone was watching this, it would look creepy, but it was a total accident. And so anyway, she offers me to do like a proper hug. So I'm like, okay, good. Things are calmed down. She believes me. Then I'm like, hey, can I text you later? And she said, yeah, absolutely. So I went back home. And I text her, no response, and that was almost 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. We'll play a song, and then come back and call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Maybe she has a concussion.
Yeah, great.
Could be, yeah. Maybe she forgot all about you. All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Bean Dad, The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's First Date Follow-Up, Ken is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Jamie. We're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. But before we do that, why don't you catch everybody up on your date with Jamie, Ken?
Yeah, so I met Jamie out at a concert. We kind of hit it off, asked her if I could call her. We set up a date, went out to dinner. It was real good. Kind of spent the whole night connecting, talking, ended up driving her home, went in for a hug. The only thing I can think here that went wrong is I did bump into her. I tripped on her doormat. I kind of fell onto her in her door, but we ended up with a hug, and then I reached out to her. Haven't heard from her in like 9 days.
Okay. Yeah. All right, man. Well, you ready to call her?
Yeah, please.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Jamie, please?
Yeah, this is Jamie.
Jamie, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jamie. I'm Nina on the show, too.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
What's up, Jamie?
I'm sorry. Why are you calling?
Do you listen to the show at all, ever?
Yeah. I mean, I have, but okay. This is just like...
I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
The reason that we're calling is we do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go on a date with somebody and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think I know where this is going.
Okay.
Like, I know who emailed you.
Who do you think it is?
I'm going to say it's Ken.
You are correct. Yes, it is.
I was going to start clapping. That felt weird.
Yeah.
Ken emailed us and said that he really liked you a lot, but he doesn't know why you're ghosting him.
Oh. This is awkward.
Can you tell? Do you mind telling us? He really wants to know.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we had a really nice date. I mean, Ken is like, he's a goofball. He's awkward, but he has so much going for him. He has a wonderful personality, and I think I spent the longest time on that date. Like, the night just flew by. Yeah, I guess it was just the end of the date that was really a bummer for me.
What happened?
You know, he came to my door. You know, he was dropping me off, and you know, he was so sweet, and you know, he gave me a hug, but unfortunately, he knocked me into my door and I got a giant black eye because of it.
Oh.
Whoa. He told us about that. Like, he said he tripped kind of. And
yeah. He tripped into me and my face hit the door and it hit pretty good. Like, I tried to play it off. I was in so much pain. I was like trying to just, you know, give him a hug, kind of get him out of there. But when I got inside, my face was burning. It was the worst sensation ever. And literally an hour later, my face turned bruised.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, it sucked too, because like, I get these things happen, but I had work the next day and I had such an important meeting. And so I had to put so much concealer on my face in order to just even look decent in front of people.
Guys, I'm sorry. Hi. Hey, Jamie, it's Ken.
Jamie, Ken's on the phone listening.
I had no idea. I'm so sorry. I it was a complete accident. I can't believe that it got that bad. I'm so sorry.
I understand. I really appreciate the apology. It's just like, it was not what I needed at that time. Really, it was like the worst timing for it.
Look, I am so sorry that you had to deal with that. You know, but it was totally an accident. You know, I thought maybe you would at least give me a call if you had a good time.
Oh, look, I understand it was an accident. I get that. I was just in so much shock about everything that had happened. And then I have like immense pain. And I was thinking like, oh, I have work the next day. I just had so many things in my head. It just made me really angry.
Oh, I mean, that's a fair emotion to feel in the moment.
Oh, I'd be pissed too. Like, man, I'm such an idiot. I can't believe that.
Jamie, do you like going out with Ken though, right? Other than that?
I mean, yeah, it was a good time. And I was just really angry at the time about, you know, work and what I had going on personally, that I took it out on him.
Well, actually, you didn't take it out on him. You just didn't talk to him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I typically don't do that. Like, I would tell somebody why I'm not talking to them anymore. But I couldn't. I had so much on my mind. But I owe him a black eye. He's not going to get away with this.
That's one way to put it.
Jamie, If you agree to go out again, then you can knock me over as many times as you like.
Oh.
Oh. All right. Well, Jamie, would you like to go out with Ken again? We'll pay for it.
Oh, my gosh. Ken, you're on. Like, you're going to have a worse black eye than me, but we'll have fun.
Can't tell this is like spicy. Yeah. Right? It's like this is 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah. What's up?
Either way, congratulations, Ken. You got another date, or at least you got your ass beat. I have no idea. Oh.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah. Thanks, Jamie. This is great.
Thank you. Jubal's first date follow up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.